With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. There are multiple evacuation warnings due to fires in northwest Montana and at least one mandatory evacuation order. About 4 this afternoon, the Missoula County Sheriff's Office issued an evacuation warning due to the Lolo Peak Fire. The evacuation warning area for the Lolo Peak Fire is approximately 70 residents on the south side of Highway 12 from Elk Meadows Road to Fort Fizzle, including Mill Creek. Brenda Bassett is with the Missoula County Sheriff's Office.
We ask people to start planning, start preparing. If you have livestock, if you have maybe a family member with special needs, that you just start planning for that activity.
The sheriff's office says the Lolo Peak Fire has established itself on the north side of Lantern Ridge and that fire crews are aware and are monitoring the situation. There is also an evacuation warning for the Rice Ridge Fire near Seeley Lake. The evacuation warning was issued this morning to residents on both sides of Highway 83 south of Rice Ridge Road and immediately south of Cottonwood Lakes Road. All residents should be ready with an evacuation plan. Gabrielle Kenton is a public information officer on the Rice Ridge Fire.
They are building some good containment lines, but if the winds pick up, you know, it can blow lighted embers half a mile and sometimes even further if it's a real strong wind. We're not expecting that kind of wind, but just want people to be aware and prepared should the fire go further than they want it to.
With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. The Granite County Sheriff's Department has issued mandatory evacuation orders for 2 different areas, the Rock Creek Drainage and Moose Lake. The mandatory evacuation order for the Rock Creek Drainage is from Hogback Homestead south to the Kyle Bornson Memorial Bridge. There is also a pre-evacuation warning from Hogback Homestead north to Butte Cabin. Residents leaving this area are advised to exit north on Rock Creek Road. There is also a mandatory evacuation order for the Moose Lake area south of Phillipsburg due to the Myers and Whetstone fires. The mandatory evacuation orders mean that now is the time to leave in an orderly fashion. Jeanette Dreadfulwater, a public information officer for the fires, says law enforcement officers spent the afternoon alerting area residents about the mandatory evacuation around Moose Lake.
We've been working to get that information to those folks so they can evacuate in a safe and orderly fashion. Our number one priority is public firefighter and aviation safety.
82 structures are threatened by the fires, but not all of those are homes. Sprinklers and other structure defenses are already in place for most residences. Officials are working to establish a shelter space. Today was a critical weather day with windy conditions leading to active fire behavior. There will be a community meeting about the Myers-Whetstone fires at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, August 2nd, at the Granite High School cafeteria in Phillipsburg. There's also an evacuation warning in the Seeley Lake area, both sides of Highway 83 south of Rice Ridge Road and immediately south of Cottonwood Lakes Road east of Highway 83 are in the evacuation warning area. James Tesser was getting ready to go a few minutes ago. He said the Rice Ridge Fire had defined his day.
Started the day off dropping some trees at my house. Cut down a dozen trees or so this morning and then went to work. And then we got the notification that it was like a pre-evacuation. So at that point I headed home and proceeded to drop some more trees and began packing.
Seeley Lake is situated between the Rice Ridge and Liberty fires and getting smoke from both. Health officials have warned people about hazardous level air quality today. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks has closed Seeley Lake to all recreation, including fishing, so that aircraft crews can safely operate as they dip water from the lake to fight the Rice Ridge Fire. I'm Rachel Kramer, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. The Lewis and Clark County Sheriff's Office has issued a new evacuation order for the Upper Stonewall area due to the Park and Arastra Creek fires outside of Lincoln. The order affects 5 to 8 residences. Unfavorable wind conditions in the area picked up at 5 p.m., causing increased fire behavior and a spot on the west side of the handline at Park Creek. Tarina Gochia is the public information officer on the fires.
As a result of that activity in that area, we have worked with the sheriff's office, who has ordered an evacuation of the Upper Stonewall area.
The fire is on state land. Dozers, engines, crews, and helicopters are attacking the spot to corral it. The area is currently under a red flag warning. Crews are expecting stronger winds through the evening. I'm Bo Baker.